This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Key. K-E-Y. Key. Like a key party, right?
I don't know what that means. What is that?
I don't know what it means either. Key is this hour's text word, code word. Text key to 72881 by the end of this hour, and you've got a chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. Key is this hour's code word. One lucky national winner gets $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Key. Oh, you jingling keys? I get it. That's adorable, Brent.
Yes.
Key.
Uzi, Sarah's saying stuff nobody knows about.
Oh, you stop it.
What's a key party?
What?
Huh?
Oh, man, I'm calling Audubon Motors right now, trying to get with my husband.
What's is he
She's
okay?
busy. She's very busy.
What's the question?
What's the matter with him?
He's got a lot going on.
No, I'm trying to have him text Robbie so I can get my phone back.
Oh.
But what was your question? Because there's a lot
What's
of...
a key party?
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, we don't know what that is.
Oh, I thought it was where it's kind of an orgy-like thing, right? You drop your keys in a bowl. Are you guys playing with me? What's happening right
she
now?
She used it in a sentence, and then she's like, I don't know what it is, though.
Yeah, what do you do that for, Sarah?
Because Vinny supposedly doesn't know what
like
it is.
I felt like it's one of those things that it happened in the 70s, and you get to the party, you drop your keys in a bowl or whatever, container, and then someone pulls the keys out, and whoever owns the key is who you go with. Right, Rudy?
You look for your own keys in that scenario, right?
I mean, I don't think you can. You don't even look. You just pull it out.
Oh, I got my own. All right, honey, time
hey,
to go.
Speaking of reaching in and not finding and having to pull out, on Big Brother last night,
yes,
did you notice that there were no house guest choice?
I did.
Like, in the week before,
they were when we all house guests.
Right. And then this week, none.
I know.
I did notice that. Oh, boy, those producers,
they know
really...
what to do. You know, there's a stack, and they're like, just pull off the top.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple before we get to the movie's reviews. The boys are ready.
Oh yeah,
to go.
Look at these two. Doing Kiki, do you love me?
Did Hooman or Sarah see the documentary Generation Wealth? It was great, mind blowing.
No,
see it if you have not seen it.
No,
I haven't seen it.
What
either.
Is that?
I'll look it up.
Generation Wealth.
Speaking of that, the news this morning is that Apple just hit $1 trillion.
Mm-hmm. Oh snap!
Crazy, 12 zeros.
Oh, how you doing, Snap?
$12.50.
Oh, snap's at $12.50. That sucks.
So the movie's about materialism, celebrity culture, social status, and how it reflects our desire to be wealthy at any cost. Hmm. It's a visual history of the growing obsession with wealth.
Who doesn't just see these people living these lives? You're like, holy crap, that's what I want. Private jet, personal chef. Oh, yes, please.
And it goes to interviews in L.A., Moscow, Dubai, China.
I guess rich people just need to stop flaunting it so much the rest of us won't care. We'll be happy in our own little lives.
707 says, I always wanted to do jury duty. Only once have I gotten a letter, but was told I didn't need to go.
Oh.
Well, that's great.
If you've got time.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's very interesting. John loves it. He's sat on a couple juries. Takes it really seriously, as people should.
Two fans commuting together today. Loving your show. Thanks for morning chuckles. Can't wait for the movie review.
Oh. Me either. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Boy.
I always picture Alfalfa from The Little Rascals when we hear Vinny sing You Light Up My Life.
Oh, yeah. It does sound like that.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. Get a song from Alfalfa.
Did he sing
Oh yeah.
You Light Up My Life?
No. Oh. God, I think that was long after he was... Is he dead? Someone killed him, right?
Yeah.
He got murdered. A bunch of the kids on Little Rascals came to bad ends. Mm-hmm. I used to love The Little Rascals.
925 says, regarding fake IDs, I learned early to know the astrological sign on mine, because sometimes they get you with that too. I never heard that.
That's a good one.
I never had that trip me up. I just couldn't get the numbers straight because I was already trying to remember.
Math is hard.
Oh,
it does sound like Alfalfa.
All right.
Who's calling you? Why is everyone on the phone?
I know. This is.
Oh, it's Johnny V.
This morning is
today's
crazy.
Crazy. It's like one person loses their phone. It's the end of the freaking modern world. All right.
Let's do this. You ready?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
All right, here we go. It. Let's just do this thing.
Over it.
Peak for the week. Oh. turn it up. Hooman.
That's it.
All right, everyone. Before we get to the big movie review, Rudy is going to be performing all around the Bay Area.
Oh, everywhere.
And I'd like him to tell us the dates and the times when we can see him live.
Oh, well, I mean, you guys can check me out tonight at Tommy T's in Pleasanton for Rare Form Comedy. Starts at 7:30. I'll be there tonight with a lot of cool comics. And then I'll be at Copyright in San Francisco on Friday. And I also want to mention the fact that I got really nervous right now because Yuzi was using my phone right now because she lost. And nothing makes you more tense than somebody else going through your browser to try to find something. I was just like, please don't hit the letter P or the letter R, because that's really going to ruin
it. R? What's the letter R?
If you go on my phone through my browser and you type in the letter R, a very specific website will pop up. And I just didn't want Yuzi to think any... I didn't want her to think any less of me.
The hotline's ringing.
Yeah.
R.
So I was very tense.
Is it Rudy.com? Do you just Google yourself all the time?
Believe me, I don't Google myself that often. It's something a little more scandalous. So, but thank you, Uzi, for using
weird
the letter A.
And raunchy rodeo?
Well, first word is red.
Yeah.
Oh,
second word.
I get it. Tube.
Yeah. Put them together. You know, it's hours of entertainment. Mm. So I was very tense. But thank you, Uzi, for not going too far down my browser.
All right. From porn, we go to a film called Christopher Robin.
Yes. Nice. Great transition.
This film stars the great Ewan McGregor and Brad Garrett. Brad voices Eeyore.
Very well, too. He's like perfect for it.
He sure is.
Yeah, very depressed.
If you have any, I forgot to tell you, if you have any of the Winnie the Pooh music, that would be great to play right now. Yeah.
Well, thanks for letting me know, dude.
You got any Winnie the Pooh music on deck?
So in this film, it starts with Christopher saying goodbye to Pooh and the gang.
Oh, like when he's little or something?
And 100 Acre Wood, because he's being sent off to boarding school.
Oh, right. 100 Acre Wood always just sounded like the place to be.
Magical.
Yeah.
It feels magical.
Mm-hmm. And as time passes, Christopher becomes an adult, and he forgets Pooh, and his childhood memories start fading. So Pooh reappears in the hopes of making sure Christopher never forgets him.
Aww.
Rudy.
Heartwarming.
Is he trying to get him to go home and stuff?
I wouldn't want to give away too much.
All right.
Rudy, is this, thank you for that, I feel like I'm in 100 Acre Wood right now.
As we speak.
Rudy, is this in your top 10 children movies of all time?
It made it to the top 10 because it tugged at my heartstrings.
Woo!
Because I remember waking up as a kid watching Winnie the Pooh and Friends on, you know, channel on ABC or whatever Saturday morning. And at first I thought it was, you know, like I didn't know how they were going to do this, but... Then, yeah, it started tugging at my child heartstrings, and it crept its way into my top 10.
Is the opening montage of Christopher Robin as sad as the opening montage of Pixar's Up?
I'm going to say no. It wasn't that.
I was going to say impossible.
Yeah, because that.
Did he find out he can't have kids?
Immediately. Nothing's more sad than a sterile man. You know, it feels like that sometimes. You know?
I agree.
So,
boy, there is nothing sadder than that.
A bunch of guys just went,
what? Oh, but they're looking at each other like, he's right, though. He's right. He's got a good point. No, it was pretty sad. I was actually on the verge of like looking over at Hooman and saying, damn, man, this is kind of depressing right now. But the reason it was so sad was because it just reminded you of being a kid. And for some reason, going back to your childhood, whether it's good or bad, it just tugs at your heart.
So at any point during this movie, did you cry?
No, I didn't cry because I was strong enough to hold the tears back.
What about Hooman?
Hooman, I was bawling my eyes out.
Here's the thing. Sometimes I feel like me and Hooman, when there's like a heartwarming moment, I feel like we tense up and we don't look at each other. because we don't want to see each other weeping, you know? I don't want to see him. I don't want to see him crying, and he doesn't want to see me crying.
And we don't put the seat in between us. We sit right next to each other.
Right, like shoulder to shoulder.
Right, you're at a movie together.
Yeah,
you do.
But we, you know, sometimes there's space in between in the seats.
Yeah,
but for the most part, though, we're like shoulder to shoulder because we're like talking smack about the movie sometimes, so we got to be in each other's ear. But no, but I was able to fight some of these tears back. Because I'm a man, and
you
I do
are
that.
A man. I'm not a man, and I'll just say this: the opening isn't quite as
not a man, not a man.
Yeah. All right, the opening isn't as sad as Pixar's Up, but it's close. It's a, it's like a close silver medal. And I, man, there's so many moments where the tears just flow.
So I can't see this.
You better see it.
I
you
can't.
Better.
My face puffs up when I cry.
It's a tearjerker. You're going to be all snotty.
I already love Pooh and the whole, you know, owl and rabbit. And
there's something about that
about
cast
Piglet.
Of characters.
How about Tigger?
Sure, Tigger's fun.
Tigger has a big part in this. He's so good. He's great comic relief.
What's the elephant? What do they call the...
Oh, no, the elephant is called a heffalump.
Heffalump.
A heffalump, yeah, which it's very rare. You don't see that. You don't see the heffalumps that often. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, they are they play a role in this movie.
You see him underwater in this one.
Yeah.
I don't want to give away too much, but you see him underwater. How does the film look?
The cinematography was phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
And you know what? I didn't expect that. I didn't expect that. But then you start thinking about the fact that it's a Disney movie and that, you know, they're taking a cartoon, turning it into real life. So they have a lot to work with here. And then on top of that, it's the movie is set like in 1950s England, London. Yeah. So there's a lot of classic shots of like, you know, the train station and crowded streets and stuff like that. It's very, very retro, very classy. And Disney did a great job with just making it like a visual feast. So I had a good time just watching the cinematography alone.
Yeah, I agree with everything you just said.
Yes.
Doesn't this film teach some amazing life lessons? Yeah. Especially from Winnie.
Winnie the Pooh is basically, he's a sage. He's a sage. I don't think we give Winnie the Pooh enough credit for being so wise, okay? He hit Christopher Robin with the knowledge of remembering his past. He reminded him that sometimes if you want to do something, you have to do nothing. He's got a lot of these weird little Yoda quotes.
Tao of Pooh.
Tao of Pooh. That's exactly what it is. So yeah, he was definitely a sage in this movie, and you know, we got to give Winnie the Pooh some credit for being wise.
How's Ewan McGregor and his daughter in the film is called Madeline. It's played by a little girl named Bronte Carmichael.
Yes.
How was she?
She was awesome. She
and
was cool. She was cool because she kind of reprised the role of Christopher Robin because it was her turn to interact with the characters. And that was kind of cool to see Christopher Robin as a grown man bringing his daughter along and having her interact with the characters.
And does it ever remind you of the movie Ted?
You know what? I was thinking about that. Like in the opening credits, I was like, this is not like the typical teddy bear that we're used to because of Ted 1 and 2. I would love to see Pooh and Teddy Bear just kind of sit down, have a conversation because they're both very wise. You know, Pooh has a song in his heart and Ted has a bong in his heart. So there's wisdom. There's wisdom between
there's
the two of them.
And there's poop over there.
Yes. Yeah. So he's used to Pooh. Ted is used to Pooh. Mm-hmm. But very different, obviously. But I thought it would be hilarious if the two just somehow cross paths. We need to make that happen. Yeah. We need to get
a crossover film.
Yeah.
When
Mark Wahlberg.
I heard live action stuff there. I was like, awesome.
Get Mark Wahlberg on the phone. We got to make this happen. This crossover.
So I'd seen Winnie the Pooh from time to time, but I wasn't like a huge fan, but I just want everyone to be aware. If you sit through the credits, there's a huge tribute to Richard Sherman.
Right.
And he wrote a lot of the Winnie the Pooh music.
Oh.
Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Winnie the Pooh.
That guy.
Cuddly Tittle Tunnibus. I always forget that part, but I know the first Winnie the Pooh part.
Winnie, 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 Winnie.
I like to say Rumbly Little Tumbly. I don't even know if that's accurate, but I think it's Rumbly Little Tumbly.
Pretty close.
Sum it all up, let me just say this. This is one of my top 10 children films of all time. At its heart, the film reminds adults, never lose your sense of wonder. Once you do, you're basically dead. So hold on to your sense of wonder until your dying
days.
Don't be dead.
With that being said, this is rare, but I just have not been able to stop thinking about this film. I'm going to give it 4 3/4 Persian
Wow. What's stopping you from a 5? What is stopping you? You just said you can't stop thinking about it. You cried through the whole thing.
You're
what
right
is
there.
Stopping you? What is it?
Know.
Just give it a five, dude.
Was it Ewan McGregor?
They rushed to the finish line at the end. Oh, right, they kind of rushed at
four
the end just to end
four
it.
Four and three quarters.
I'm gonna go kind of with you on this. I'm gonna go with four. I'm just gonna give it a solid four.
For
it
was, what?
Four pinatas. I'm gonna give it four pinatas. Okay, full of honey. Four pinatas full of honey, okay? But that's because it was a tearjerker. It reminded me of my childhood. And it also did have a great story to it. It did have a great lesson to it, which is you can't just spend your entire life being a work maniac, a workaholic. You have to think about family. You have to think about friends. And you got to remember that you got to keep the inner child alive. Otherwise, you turn into just some maniac that's just worried about your Clipper card and your Netflix account and stuff like that. And it's like,
who
are you? You know, you got to live life. You got to remember that your inner child, because that's what's going to keep you sane.
All right, can we do a Spy Who Dumped Me real fast?
Let's do it.
All right, it's Mila Kunis, Kate McKinnon, and Jennifer Aniston's ex,
Justin Theroux.
Ha ha, good call.
So in this film, Mila gets dumped by her boyfriend, Justin Theroux. Unbeknownst to Mila, Justin is an international spy who left Mila a possession of a thumb drive with top secret info.
Oh.
What a plot. Before she knows it, Mila is being hunted by all the spies in the world.
Ooh.
So for spy comedies like this to work, there has to be chemistry. How was the chemistry between Kate and Mila?
Okay, so I read a lot of critics' reviews. People said that they had no chemistry. I'm going to tell you this right now. Kate McKinnon, I thought she was on. I thought she was awesome. She really was. Mila Kunis, I don't know if this is exactly.
Mila Kunis.
Or yeah. Mila Kunis. I don't know if that, you know.
Call
like,
her Mila Kunis.
I'm like just going to
call her
Kunis.
I'm just going to call her Mila from now on, because I've messed up her name like three times. Mila K. I don't know if this is really her type of role. I don't know. I felt like she was the one that was lacking the chemistry between the two. Kate McKinnon was awesome. She was doing all the heavy lifting. She brought all the comedic relief. And I thought she was just a lot of fun to watch on the big screen. You don't get to see her very often on the big screen, but I thought she was great. But as far as the two going together, you know, yeah, maybe there could have been somebody else on Mila's side that could have done a little more, you know, heavy lifting. But
sure.
Kate McKinnon was awesome.
When you think of spy comedies, you think of Austin Powers, you think of The Kingsman, Sarah, like Night and Day with Tom Cruise.
Right,
I like the one with Rose Byrne.
Yeah, Spy.
And,
that was just called Spy.
Melissa McCarthy. That is the one.
That was good.
That's a great one. That's chemistry right there.
Right.
Those two. Oh, my God.
Right.
Is The Spy Who Dumped Me at the level of the movies I just mentioned?
It isn't. It isn't, and it's because the movie didn't really know what it wanted to be. At first, it was a very funny, buddy, spy, you know, type of flick.
Then
it ended up turning, like, halfway through it. It just, like, on a dime, it just turned into a love story, which I have no problem with love stories, but
a
I was
love
already.
Story.
Yeah, because yeah. What ended, I mean, I don't want to give it away, but yeah,
give
you know,
Mila Kay
ends up finding a love interest throughout this entire
adventure. Is it one
adventure.
Of the spies that's after her? Of course
I'm
it is.
Tapping
right.
My nose. I'm yeah. Tapping my nose. Yeah, and I'm telling you, it just took a turn, and not that there's anything wrong with the love story. It's just that I was already geared up, and I was already riled up for more comedy, more spy action sequences and stuff, like more Kate McKinnon, and then all of a sudden, boom, it turns into a love story. It turns into a romance, an international spy romance. So it didn't really know what it wanted to be. And for that reason, it just kind of left you wanting a little bit more when it was all said and done. And it
sounds
certainly
like it sucked.
Yeah, it certainly wasn't on the level as these other spy movies that we mentioned before.
Sum it all up, let me just say this. I'm questioning why this film was made. What a dumb film. Seeing films like this depress me. Nothing witty, nothing smart, everything predictable. This is one of those movies that I should have 100% gone straight to video. I'm going to give it one Persian rug.
Oh.
Are they still putting movies on video? Is that?
Yeah,
is that...
So Kevin Spacey has a movie coming out, I think next week, called Billionaire's Boys Club.
Okay.
And no one wants to promote it or distribute it. So that one's actually going straight to video.
VHS?
But when they say straight to video, they mean straight to, like, you know.
Blu-ray.
On demand.
Yes. Okay, all right. Okay.
But I'm still going to call it straight to video.
Yeah,
okay.
Old school,
let's
baby.
All call it straight to video.
You
let's
got
keep
it.
Let's keep
straight
it 90s.
To video it is.
Let's keep it 90s up in here. I'm going to give this movie, honestly, it just it disappointed me halfway through.
It sounds terrible.
And I just had to kind of hang in there. I had to tolerate this movie, basically.
You stayed to the bitter end.
I stayed to the bitter end because I'm a soldier like that, you know.
You did. Are you saying Hooman did it?
Yeah, I left early.
I thought we weren't going to bring that up.
Well,
but
yeah, specifically.
Well, the way he said it, he's I stayed to the bitter end. I'm like, like that. Didn't sound like a we.
Well, it definitely wasn't a we. I didn't realize I put so much emphasis on the
you
I.
You did. You really
I
did.
I stayed till the very end.
I stuck around because I wanted to be
that's
a soldier.
I.
And Hooman is right. I don't know. Really, I really don't know why they made this movie. They must have been bored and they needed to make a flick. So I'm going to give this movie 1.5 pinatas, just full of disappointment. Oh. And full of Ashton Kutcher's bitterness. So I'm gonna rock with that, leaving it at 1.5.
Next week, everyone, we are reviewing probably the film that Vinny wants to hear about the most, but wants to hear about the least.
Oh,
oh.
Wow. How is
that's
that?
Intriguing.
How does that work?
We are reviewing.
Is it Olive?
It's Meg. About the giant.
Oh yeah! I will not go watch that.
Oh my God.
No way.
Also, when is Crazy Rich Asians happening?
So that's in 2 weeks.
Oh.
But you're seeing it tonight?
Yeah, but there's
a lot
of
screenings. He already saw it, and he's gonna. Yeah. But he loves it. He's going again.
I think you're gonna love Meg. Vinny?
Why?
I don't know, man.
You're
a surfer, right?
We're seeing an IMAX on Monday. Anyone who wants to come, raise your hand.
Oh God!
You're gonna tap into your surfing fantasies right here.
We're seeing IMAX 3D.
Well, is there a stop?
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.